Project 1015, Sierra Club time. Nellis Kennedy Howard, welcome back to the studio. How you doing?
Thank you. Great.
Thanks for coming in. I know you've got your eye on the San Juan Generating Plant. Is there anything else on your agenda for today? What's up with the Sierra Club?
Oh, I just wanted to talk a little bit about our Beyond Coal campaign. Again, that was launched in 2002. And the goal is that we're set out to retire a third of the nation's coal plants by 2020. So far, as of today, we've stopped more than 165 being built, and we've retired more than 100 plants themselves.
Doesn't seem like, with other options, it doesn't seem like there's any real reason to keep that going.
Absolutely not. I completely
agree. It's not good for us. It's not good for the people that work there.
Yeah, yeah. The bottom line is, why are we doing what we're doing? It's because coal makes us sick. One out of every 10 children in the U.S. suffers from asthma. And here in our state, PNM's San Juan Generating Station is one of those plants that makes us sick.
And that's the one near the Four Corners, right?
Yep, that's in the Farmington area.
It pops up an awful lot. I don't know if, like, there's some kind of, I don't know, like, tug of war going on between the two factions, but...
It's maddening right now. The EPA has told PNM, the utility operator, to install pollution controls on San Juan Generating Station. They've pushed back for a number of reasons, and now the EPA has granted them 90 days to come up with an alternative plan, and that's why you're hearing so much about it, is because because PNM now has this time to act.
Okay. And do they have a deadline?
They do. It's coming up in early October. But the real question is, do we want these pollution controls installed? Do we want to invest and pay for pollution controls to be installed on a filthy, outdated 40-year-old plant? No, we don't. We need to get with the times and technology and demand that PNM transition to clean energy like solar and wind.
Hmm. I mean, 40 years old, is that old in
technology,
coal plant terms?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What, is it similar to like having a 40-year-old house that's just like everything's going wrong, the water heater goes?
Exactly. And... It's a matter of whether or not you want to continue investing in something that is so filthy and so dirty when there are cleaner and more affordable options out there.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, well, just theoretically, I hope I'm not sidetracking you too much here, but what if they took that space... just kind of cleared it out and made it in a solar field or a wind field or something. Would they get the same amount of power or more power out of that?
We're pushing for that. I mean, what we're really pushing for is looking at energy efficiency first, because that just makes sense. The way that we consume our energy, and not just here, but also at the plant. How efficient is the plant? Then looking to renewable energy like solar and wind. By investing in clean energy rather than using an outdated and dangerous energy source like coal, we can not only cut more pollution than the EPA has demanded at less cost, but we can also achieve water saving and job creating benefits, as you know, water
and
is
life
a big
saving
issue. Yes, exactly.
I think that's important too.
Yeah.
Now, if folks want to get in on this somehow, what do you recommend?
Go to our website, our action website, www.newmexicoforcleanenergy.org. You can go there, you can sign our petition, you can call PNM directly. We update it continuously with the recent actions that we're taking.
Okay. Cool. Anything else to add?
The sun is everywhere, and especially right here in New Mexico. People across the region are harvesting the sun for a profit, and families are creating cash flow by selling energy that they generate off of their rooftops. It's that accessible, and PNM has yet to take advantage of it, so let's demand better.
Well, they're doing it a little bit.
They are.
But I think they could definitely, you know, do it more. I mean, they could run the entire state off solar power if they wanted to.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. There's a lot of options out there, and we've yet to see PNM do something big that will make a big difference.
All righty. Give the website one more time.
www.newmexicoforcleanenergy.org. And before I take off, I brought in a CD that I just wanted to play for you all.
Cool. Yeah. All right. Just stick it in there. And that's the one. Thank you.
Thank you.